This is Mistress Delia, and I am going to have some fetish party fun at a femdom party. You submissive guys know how there always seem to be fewer dominant women than male submissives, right? We've talked about that. The same thing happens at public play parties. There seem to be a lot of male dom female sub couples, maybe even some gay couples, but very few dom sub male couples. Seriously, Jack and I have been to parties where he's the only male submissive, and he has admitted to me what I bet a lot of you have experienced. It's a bit intimidating, maybe even a bit embarrassing when you are surrounded by 25 or 30 alpha males, even when you know that probably at least half of them are switches who either submit to the women they're currently flogging or someone else. I think it's important to have comfortable dominance and submission. So, this party that I talked about, we found out that this particular party we're going to go to was femdom, and any men either had to be bottoms or submissives. We were just like, we have to go. Now, back about 3 years ago, I wrote a post called "There's No Right Way to Do BDSM." One of the things I find in femdom-centered play parties is you typically don't run into people who tell you how to dominate your partner or that you're doming your partner all wrong. Doms seem to be more accepting of your kink may not be my kink, but that's okay. And that makes playtime so much more comfortable and relaxing. When Jack knows there's not some uber alpha, or so he thinks, watching us, judging him, he can really get into deep subspace. I bet you'll want the sexy details. Okay. I know you don't want to read my rants and old guards and I'd have you submitting to me doms. You want to know all the sexy, kinky things that went on. Foot worship stations, and since Jack is more into heels, boots, and stilettos than actual feet, I let some very nice foot fetishists attend to my pretty, pretty pets. Then I took him to one of the semi-private dungeons, tied him to a spanking bench, and reddened his ass. Didn't stop there. My friend Mistress R, remember her, had shown up, and her boy toy had been so good he had earned a reward. So, Jack blew him while I pounded his ass. Believe me, he was ridden hard and put away wet. Now this is important. It's almost time for some more kink in the Caribbean. I am heading off on a cruise on Wednesday, September 13th. I'm traveling to the port tomorrow, September 12th. So, if you make an appointment, they really, really need to be made by 7 p.m. on Monday, September 11th. I may be able to give you one last denial session or ruined orgasm before I leave. I promise I'll be back taking calls on Monday, September 18th. So be good, strokers, while I'm gone. I hope you miss Mistress Delia, and you can call me soon at 800-601-6975.